Good morning, everybody. Rise and shine. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And I am so glad to be here in the station today. My name is Amy, and this is Amy's Kids Show, and it's Saturday morning. It's the best day of the week to celebrate children and everything amazing in the world around us, and we are going to continue celebrating today. I'm so excited. I have special guests here and everything. But first, let me remind you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what the doggies say, and that's what I say every Saturday here on Amy's Kids Show, and Woodbury Mountain Toys apparently agrees. We all just love to play, whether we're kids or we're grown-ups who still like to act like kids. Everybody likes to play because playing is how we learn. It's the best way to learn. That's why it's such an important job, and we all need to do it all the time. And so, at least that's my philosophy. And so I'm here in the radio station on Saturday mornings celebrating everything that's just so amazing about the world that we live in. And we've been celebrating a very special part of the body. Last week, we started to celebrate our hearts. Our hearts work so hard for us. They are the hardest working muscle in the body. And so we started to learn last week about how important our hearts are and what kinds of things they need to do their jobs for us. And also we learned how much our hearts love us because they show us how much they love us every single day. Every single minute they are beating and beating and beating and keeping that drum beat going. Well, we are going to share that drum beat with the rest of the planet today because, well, you know, I'm here in the Green Mountains, right? That's the part of the mountains here in Vermont. We call them the Green Mountains. And there's a special thing about green. Green is actually the color of that area of our body where our hearts are. That part of our body actually sends out sort of a green vibration. Why? Because green is the color of love. So we have some amazing creatures who have started to speak this spring, like they do every spring, and they wanted to come in the station and talk about green and love and hearts and breathing and taking good care of ourselves and each other, because that's what we do here on planet Earth. Thanks for joining me.
Love is a little word, but the biggest thing in the whole wide world. How could something so big be so small? Love is a little word. Found me a seed and I put it in the ground. Not very big, just small and round. Days go by, and what do you know? That little seed did grow. First it was a bush, and then it was a tree. Now that seed is bigger than me. It's a simple thing, have you heard? Love is a little word. Love is a little word. But the biggest thing in the whole wide world. How could something so big be so small? Love is a little word. My best friend Jeremy's not very big, but it all depends how you look at it. 7 inches high as a matter of fact, but a cat doesn't get much bigger than that. Wouldn't let him go for dollars or cents. Wouldn't trade him in for an elephant. It's a simple thing, have you heard? Love is a little word. Love is a little word. But the biggest thing in the whole wide world. How could something so big be so small? Love is a little word. What's big to me could be small to you. It all depends on your point of view. Sometimes things may seem small, and that's not it after all. Thank you.
whatever he had was never enough. He ran around always wanting more till he couldn't fit it in his front door. You know how the saying goes, you gotta stop and smell the rose. It's a simple thing, have you heard? Love is a little word. Love is a little word, but the biggest thing in the whole wide world. How could something so big be so small? Love is a little word. Oh, love is a little word, but the biggest thing in the whole wide world. How could something so big be so small? Love is a little word. Oh, love is a little word. Love is a little word. Oh, love is a little word.
And running free.
Welcome back, folks. I hope you've been enjoying all of the love songs. We've been loving our hearts here on Amy's Kids Show and just loving every minute of it. I just love all these love songs. It's got to be my favorite subject, I think. And I'm out here in the woods because I wanted to take you out to have you meet some of my really special friends. And since they have roots, they would have a very difficult time coming in the station to join me. So I've gone outside to join them. But before we begin our conversation, I want to kind of orient everyone who's listening to where I am. See, I don't know if everybody realizes, but when I make my radio show, I come to Plainfield, Vermont, and I come to the radio station, and I make my radio show on Saturday mornings. And some people listen on Saturdays, and some people listen after Saturday because they can also find the radio show on the internet, on the computer, later in the week if they want to listen to it later, too. But for me, it's Saturday. And where am I? I'm in Plainfield, Vermont. And where is Plainfield, Vermont? Well, Vermont is a state that people also call the Green Mountain State. And why do they call it the Green Mountain State? Well, because we have so many evergreen trees here. We have trees that grow not leaves, but needles, like spruces and firs and cedars and trees like that. And they grow green needles instead of leaves. Needles are long, pointy leaves. but they're a special kind of leaf, and they stay green all winter. So they're called evergreens because they stay green all year. And we have so many of those kinds of trees here in Vermont, all kinds of evergreens. And that makes our forests look green even in the wintertime, not just in the summer when the other trees make their leaves, right? Their big green leaves that come out. And so I'm here in the Green Mountain State, and guess where Plainfield is? Well, if you look at a map of Vermont and you look at where Plainfield is, I was looking at the map last week and I noticed that where I am right now is actually the heart of Vermont. And why is it the heart? Well, it's pretty much where our hearts are located in our body. If we look at the state of Vermont, Plainfield is in the upper half, and it's a little bit off to the left of Vermont, or off to your right if you're looking at the map from above. And so my heart is off. It's on this upper part of my body, in my chest, behind my ribs, and it's a little bit off to the left, or off to the right if you're looking at me from the other side. And so I just was thinking about that. Here I am in the heart of Vermont, and we are celebrating hearts. So I had to put those two ideas together because I just think that's such a beautiful, magical coincidence, right? And we're all where we need to be. And I am so, so grateful to be here in the heart of Vermont. And I've been celebrating hearts, and I've been celebrating breathing because, of course, hearts being the hardest working muscle in the body. Hearts need oxygen. That's what all of our muscles need in order to do their jobs. And guess where a lot of the oxygen on our planet comes from? Can you hear them talking in the background? Our friends, the trees, right? Trees. Trees are plants, and all plants give off oxygen. They give us the oxygen that we need to breathe. Isn't that a beautiful, wonderful, loving gift? And so I was outside hanging out with some trees at my place, and I realized that they're starting to speak again. Did anybody hear them wake up this spring? It was about a couple weeks ago here in Vermont that we started to hear the leaf trees start to talk again because they started to grow their leaves back for the summer. Now, those evergreen trees, they're pretty quiet. Their needles are so small that they can't really catch the wind, so they don't really have much to say. But the leaves with leaves do, and so they wanted to come back on the show, and they wanted me to let you know how much you are loved. So we're going to take a moment and remember how important our hearts are. And then we're going to come back and talk again with the trees. They have more to say. Thanks for joining me.
Do you want to try something neat? Take these two fingers, now hold them on the side of your neck, right next to your throat. If you hold them still for just a moment, you'll start to feel something bumping around in there. That is your pulse, the feeling of blood moving through your body. And that means you're actually feeling your heart beating. Your heart is always beating all day and all night, even when you're asleep. It can never take a break because it has a very important job. It moves your blood all around your body. And your heart can do that because it's actually a muscle. You have muscles all over your body that help you move, like muscles in your legs that you can use to run and muscles in your jaw for chewing yummy food. But your heart is the hardest working muscle of them all. Now make a fist with your hand. That's about how big your heart is. It may seem kind of small, but it's incredibly strong. And it's the constant squeezing of your heart muscle that keeps all that blood flowing. But why does your blood have to move around in the first place? Well, you can think of your blood as working kind of like a delivery truck. It carries lots of what your body needs in order to keep going, especially oxygen. You've probably heard of it before. Oxygen is the gas in the air that people and a lot of other animals need to live. When you breathe in, you're bringing oxygen into your lungs, and your blood is there to soak up all that oxygen, and with the help of your heart, send it all over your body, to your head and to your feet and everywhere in between. As your blood gets pumped around, all of the different parts of your body take the oxygen from it, and they use it to do their jobs, whether that's making your leg muscles move so you can run or helping your stomach take care of that sandwich you had for lunch. But your body also has a bunch of stuff that it needs to get rid of, especially a gas called carbon dioxide. So after your blood drops off its shipment of oxygen, it also picks up that waste and hauls it off. When your blood gets back to your heart, it gets pushed to the lungs once again, where the blood drops off the carbon dioxide and picks up more oxygen. So when you breathe in, you're breathing in oxygen that goes into your blood. And when you breathe out, you're breathing out the carbon dioxide that your body has gotten rid of. Now, it sounds like a long journey, but your heart can pump blood to every part of your body in less than 1 minute. And your heart beats at least 100,000 times every day. So at any point during your day, your heart is sending blood to your lungs and out to the rest of your body and back to your lungs again all at once. That's some serious work. But have you ever noticed your heart beating faster when you've been running around for a while? That's your heart working extra hard. When you're running, jumping, and playing around, your body needs more oxygen and other nutrients to do that extra work. So your heart has to work harder to send all of those good things to the parts of your body that need them and to get rid of all the extra waste. So the more you exercise your body, the more you exercise your heart. Now, who's up for some jumping jacks to get our hearts beating faster?
This is a heart size comparison of animals in this world in which we all are one. We'll start with a mouse and end at a blue whale. Each heart has to beat all day long, we'll show you in scale. I'm a mouse heart with dimensions of 10 to 4.2 millimeters. That's roughly 16th of an inch, and that is true. My heart rate's 310 to 840 beats per minute. Let's see how many beats that is. I'm always in it to win it. 310.
jumping on my head, but ooh, I love onions.
Onions, onions, la la la. Onions, onions, ha ha ha. Do 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 do. Onions, onions, la la la. Onions, onions, ha ha ha.
Great white whale, but ooh, I love onions.
Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo.
I don't like shoes that pinch your toes or people who squirt you with a garden hose, but ooh, I love onions.
Is a tuberous vegetable and it is a member of the genus Spinkus deliciosa. It was highly prized by the ancient Egyptian pharaohs and their friends and cousins. It causes worry of the eyes and rubefaction of the skin. But it is very, very tasty.
Very cool.
The first thing on our list of things to do is to wake up right next to you. The second thing that we have planned is to kiss both of your hands. Third thing that we'll do today is look you in the eye and say, I love you, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything. You, then we're gonna feed you, then we will play peekaboo, then we're gonna read to you, then you'll have more milk and we'll have some water and we'll smile at you and tell you we're so glad that you're our daughter. Then you'll fall asleep on daddy's lap, we'll watch MacGyver while you take a nap. When you wake up we have more plans, say good morning baby and kiss your hands. Then you're gonna make a pee in your little green potty. Then we're gonna eat our lunch, mash avocados for you to munch. Then you're gonna nurse again, then we're gonna call our friends. Then we'll dump out all your toys, sing and dance and make some noise. Then we're gonna take a walk down the street to the park. We'll play on the seesaw, play on the slide. You'll get tired and rub your eyes. Then we'll go home from our nursing and sleeping, bouncing and nursing and waking and peeing, crawling and bouncing and dancing and eating, nursing and peeing and kisses and seeing. You're an amazing human being. 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 Then we'll all cuddle in our bed. You'll nurse to sleep. We'll kiss your head. Good night, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything. Good night, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything.
First thing on our list of things to do is to wake up right next to you. The second thing that we have planned is to kiss both of your hands. The third thing that we'll do today is look you in the eye and say, I love you, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything. I love you, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything. I love you, sweet baby. I love you, sweet baby. I love you more than anything.
I've been trying to think how to tell you just what you mean to me. By now I know very well you are all that a mouse should be. Your little pink ears, your quivering nose, for me there could be no other. So here is the song that I'd like to propose. One mouse to cheese, my dear, a Liederkranz won't do. Mere Roquefort wouldn't please my pet. if I could be with you. I love you more than cheese, my dear. I have no need of food. No Goudas, Munsters, Breeze, my love. I'm just not in the mood. I'd give up provolone if you would have it so. If you'd give me a kiss, please, then Swiss cheese I'd forego. A Philadelphia cream, I need no longer dream, for I love you more than cheese. Your cream, I need no longer dream, for I love you more than cheese.
Welcome back, folks. I'm back out here in the forest with our friends the trees. And I've been speaking a lot with them lately. Whoops-a-daisy. I've been speaking a lot with them lately. And it was really important that I play those last few songs because who loves you more than cheese? Mother Earth does. And that's what the trees are here to tell us. They really want us to know that Mother Earth loves you, sweet baby, loves you, sweet baby, loves you more than anything. Maybe loves you as much as onions. Maybe some of you can relate to that song, maybe some of you can't. But I wanted to play those love songs to put us in a loving mood so that we can totally, completely understand and appreciate the message that the trees are speaking. Because here in central Vermont, in the heart of Vermont, of the Green Mountain State, our trees have woken up for the spring and they've leafed out. They've put out their leaves and leaves are amazing. So are the needles on our evergreen trees, those special kind of leaves called needles. They all do a special, amazing thing for us. Yes, they're telling us all about it right now. Can you hear them? See, the air on the planet allows them to speak, just like the air coming out of my lungs right now allows me to speak. Isn't that amazing? We both share the air, and we both share using that air to speak, to make our voices heard. And another special thing that leaves do for us is they produce oxygen. When the sunlight hits them, they release oxygen into the air. The leaves on the trees do that in the spring and summer. And the needles on the evergreen trees actually do that all year long, even in the winter. Listen to them. They're just so excited to share their love with us because they're sharing oxygen with us. And oxygen is so important for our hearts and for all the cells in our body. And our hearts are responsible for transporting that oxygen around our body so that our whole body can just be bathed in oxygen. And that's how the trees love us. Isn't that so beautiful, guys? I had to share that with you. They had to share that with you. And they just can't stop talking about it. All summer long, they're just going to keep... Hear them? They're just talking, and as the wind goes by, it's picking up the oxygen off of their leaves and spreading it around the planet. Those trees are responsible for letting us know that we are loved, which is why I think the color green is associated with the heart and with love, because green is the color of the leaves. And that color is telling us that we are loved, that Mother Earth is taking really good care of us. And it's a two-way relationship, of course. How can we take care of trees and plants? Well, when we breathe out, and when we speak, which is breathing out, we are releasing a special gas called carbon dioxide. Oh, and listen to the trees. They're just gobbling up that carbon dioxide. They're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love it. Give us some more. This is what helps us grow. And the more carbon dioxide you give us, the more oxygen we're going to give you. And it's just an amazing relationship. So we are going to practice breathing, because the trees want us to understand that breathing is super healthy. Breathing is a gift, and we are sharing our breath with the world when we breathe. And it's really important for us to open up our noses and our mouths and breathe in and breathe out. So we're going to do a little practicing right now, just like we've been practicing the parts of the heart. I did repeat a couple of songs from last week. I couldn't help it, because it is good to practice. So let's practice breathing. What do you guys think? That could be fun. So find a plant or a tree that you can share your breath with. Let's get going.
Hi, my name's Jerry. I work for an agency called PAVE, and that stands for Partnerships for Action, Voices for Empowerment. My job is to talk to families and teachers and students about how learning is going. Sometimes learning is really difficult when we're experiencing big feelings. And when feelings get really big, sometimes we need to know what we can do to bring those feelings back to a level that feels like something we can work with. I'm here today to give us a tool, breathing with a plant, that can help us do that. And I hope maybe somewhere in your house you have a window where you can see a plant or a tree, or maybe you even have a plant inside your house that you could sit down next to. It's important to remember that we get better at everything we do by practicing. If you play sports, you practice. If you play music or sing, you practice. We practice to learn how to do things like brushing our teeth and cooking. So it makes sense that we get better at breathing if we actually practice. We're going to talk a little bit about the science of breathing. When we bring air into our lungs, our bodies need a gas called oxygen. And so we bring air into our lungs, and our body uses that oxygen for energy. And the part of the body that needs that oxygen the most is the brain. When we breathe out, we breathe out a gas called carbon dioxide. I have a plant with me today to demonstrate that plants breathe the opposite. When I breathe in, I get oxygen from the leaves of the plant. And when I breathe out, I give the plant some carbon dioxide. So it's a perfect friend for breathing. I'm going to use my hand to count to five, and we're going to take five breaths with this plant. I breathe in oxygen. and I breathe out carbon dioxide. I breathe in and out. Notice I'm breathing in and out through my nose. I breathe in and out. It feels easy. I breathe in and out. One more time. Let's do it together. Breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And then I'm going to take a break. And I'm just going to notice that my body's still breathing, even though I'm not counting and paying as much attention. I'm also going to take a moment to notice that I feel really grateful to this plant for helping me breathe. Grateful means saying thank you. Thank you, plant, for helping me breathe. And I'm wondering for you, when you say thank you, what does that feel like? Just take a moment to notice, what does it feel like to think or say thank you? I hope you might spend some time with a plant or a tree today, or maybe even draw a picture of a plant or a tree and think about saying thank you.
What's in your pocket all shining bright? Take a little minute, look and can see what's in it. In your pocket like a little light. Be happy from your hat to your shoes. You got a love in your pocket that you'll never lose. And your mama loves you. Your papa loves you. In your pocket, it's a constant thing. Always with you, baby. Always love you, baby. And the birds will always sing. Be happy from your head to your toes. You got a love in your pocket. Everyone knows. Your mama loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your father loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your father loves you. And your papa loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your papa loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your papa loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your papa loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your papa loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your papa loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your papa loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your papa loves you.
Someday, baby, when you're big and bigger, baby, you'll be ready to fly away. Listen, baby, when you get your wings, baby, listen what your mama say. Don't forget your hat, don't forget your shoes, all the love in your pocket that you'll ever lose. 'Cause your mama loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your papa loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your mama loves you.
And your papa loves you.
And your mama loves you.
Oh! was the president.
Was the president.
The minute the Congress called my name.
Was the president.
I said, now who do you think you're fooling?
Was the president.
I got the presidential seal.
Was the president.
I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me.
She loves me.
She loves
me.
She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like the rock of ages. She loved me. Yes, she loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me.
Loves me like a rock.
Oh, my mama
loves me like
a rock.
Loves me,
yeah.
Loves me like a rock.
Take our chances. We don't choose our circumstances. Some are the lucky ones. For some, the struggle has just begun. In the end, it doesn't matter where you come from. What matters is what you have done to give. As you go on your way, shine your light like the sun every day. Hope will grow from the seeds of despair. If you give your love and show that you care. They've got it all wrong. They're saying other people don't belong. Now don't believe a word of it. Say you never heard of it. Don't look on the surface for what's deep within. A little understanding is where you
Well, folks, I have been dancing around the station here just celebrating love and how much we are loved. We had special guests today. Actually, I had to go out to greet them because they have roots and they're out in the forest. So I went out there and brought you with me and we had a conversation with the trees. And they really want us to know how much we are loved. I mean, that's why they make oxygen for us all the time. They share the air with us, and we share our air with them. We breathe out, give them carbon dioxide. I just love the special relationship that we have with all of the plants on the planet. So I hope that you enjoyed breathing with a plant this morning. That was really fun. It's really good to practice breathing. Because breathing is not only how we show the trees that we love them, by sharing our exhaled breath, our carbon dioxide with them, but also breathing is how we show our hearts that we love them. Because our hearts are working hard, aren't they? They're working all the time, and that's their way of showing us that they love us. So how can we show them love back? Well, the doggies know, yes, by breathing. Yes, being sure to breathe. Nice full breaths. Breathing is healthy, and hearts need oxygen, and brains need oxygen. So we need to allow that air to move in and out of our bodies all the time. And it's such an easy thing to do, but it's an easy thing to forget about sometimes too, isn't it? So let's keep it forefront in our brains and in our hearts as we move forward this weekend and keep breathing and also keep speaking. Right? That's how the trees talk, is the air that we share blows through their leaves, and then they can say a lot of things. So I hope you spend some time talking with the trees this weekend as well, and hearing what they have to say, and also, of course, using your voice. Your voice is so important. So make sure that you open your mouth and speak. And let your words be heard, because you are such an amazing, important person. The planet loves you so much. Mother Earth loves you so much. She is sharing with you all the time. And look at the abundance. Look at the greenery. Look at how beautiful and green Vermont is right now. That is definitely love made apparent, made clear, made real in front of our very eyes. That's the best kind of magic. And just remember, don't be shy. Don't be afraid to share your breath and your words with the world around you. In fact, that's how you show you care. So I hope you guys know that you are the greatest. And I hope that you have the most amazing time celebrating everything in your life, including yourself. Thank you for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. We'll be back again next week. Have fun.
Love is a little word, but the biggest thing in the whole